This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, it's Tuesday, May 19th here on the DKV program. D, Doug, J, Jennifer, V, Victoria. Doug, Stefan, Jennifer, Horn, Victoria, Keelan. The Kansas Department of Transportation found over 450 dead crows on the interstate this past weekend. There was concern that they may have died from the virus. A veterinary epidemiologist examined the remains of all the crows, and everybody's relief confirmed the problem was not the virus. Cause of death was actually from vehicular impacts. However, during analysis, it was noted
that
varying colors of paints appeared on the birds' beaks and claws. By analyzing these paint residues, it was found that 98% of the crows had been killed by impact with trucks. The Kansas Department of Transportation hired an ornithological behaviorist to determine if there was a cause for the disproportionate percentages of truck kills versus car kills. The ornithologist quickly concluded that when crows eat roadkill, they always have the lookout for the other crows. The crows warn each other of
obviously
danger.
Somebody's not doing a good job.
They discovered that while the lookout crows shouted, caw, caw, none of the crows could shout, truck.
Right. That's good.
Okay. Jennifer, I was somehow impacted by that. Doesn't sound like Victoria was too much, but
caw, caw.
Sounds like it was a New England crow. Maybe they were transplanted to Kansas. That was the problem. All right, Jennifer. The chief has a wife, E-I-E-I-O, and his wife decided that she needed a treatment. So what did she do?
So not only are people getting antsy during this time of coronavirus, but we really get antsy when we feel like local government are kind of determining who wins and who loses, right? Number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, it's sort of annoying when local government doesn't necessarily play by the same rules that they're asking the citizenry to play by. So this story just broke overnight, and apparently in California, by the way, in L.A. County, we're told to stay in. We're supposed to avoid unnecessary travel. The director of public health, who has been out in front of everybody, said, no weekend trips. Cancel your summer vacations. Not going to happen. Well, apparently, the wife of LAPD Chief Michael Moore decided that she would post on Facebook while she was taking a vacation in Arizona. She's not supposed to be doing this. You would think maybe if you're going to try to get away with something, you might want to leave the social media out of it. But Cindy Moore and her Facebook page showed videos and photos of her and her daughter jet skiing, eating burgers with friends in a restaurant, taking a group picture at a bar, and getting pedicures last week. All things that people living in Los Angeles cannot do at this exact moment. The caption posted with the images said, took a road trip to Arizona just to have a manicure and pedicure. Fun few days hanging out and doing normal stuff. Huh. Now, she did nothing legally wrong. I mean, there's not like a something that, you know, would prevent her from doing that. But it doesn't look good when you're asking people in the city that your husband is trying to preside over legally with the LAPD for you to get in your car and start doing these trips where you're out there getting your nails and your toes done and jet skiing. Just optically, it's not great. So
well, there was somebody who went from, I think, Texas up to Michigan to help a protest going on there. A woman that ran a shop in Texas went to Michigan to protest with some of her fellow, what do you call it when you're a hygienist? What do you call it when you do nails and hair and stuff like that?
An esthetician.
Yeah. Okay. So she went up there, and then that started me to thinking, I haven't had a haircut for almost 2 months. I've had the longest hair I've ever had in my life. And it's horrible, ladies, to manage this long hair.
Well, our governor, Gavin Newsom, who, if you like, look in the dictionary for politician, his look is like right there. He really should quit being a politician and just be an actor, because he'd be cast in every role as president, governor, mayor. I mean, he's just got that look. Mm-hmm. It's just gross. He like is a he's a shell of what you want your politicians to look like, I suppose. But he was questioned about his haircut. And remember the Illinois governor got, or the Chicago mayor got in trouble because apparently she got a haircut when no one else could. And she said, well, I'm in public life, so I have to do this because I care about my appearance. Like nobody else does, lady. Give me a break. So Gavin Newsom heard that and is aware enough not to make the same mistake, but he got caught. Someone said, governor, your hair looks a little shorter. And he tried to cover with the fact that his daughter gave him a haircut. Mm-hmm. Now that's not been confirmed. We don't know that. But he also, there's a website or there's a Facebook group called Reopen California that's pretty big. It's thriving on Facebook. And a couple of people have unconfirmed reports that Gavin Newsom was hanging out in Montana this weekend.
Ah!
He was sighted in Montana.
Whoa.
So these guys who are asking us not to do things, they need to be doing the same.
Phony! Can you say phony baloney? So when you get right down to brass tacks, what about these? Aren't they considered necessary? I know we're opening barbershops and salons in Massachusetts next week. Things are changing. The schedule came out yesterday as to what will happen as the New World Order is put into place and things are preserved and some things are changed. But I wonder about the salons here, you know, all that
stuff.
No
blow dries. Did you hear that, Jen? That's like the new thing. That once there, so there won't be any blowouts. I don't.
Is that because it blows the virus around?
I guess.
If you've got masks on, what the heck?
There's some places that have in malls I've been to or seen. They specialize in just blowouts. You have this special salon.
Right.
You just go in for a blower. Yeah.
Right.
All right. So I've done some research, going back into the American frontier era, when people. You know, the Indians, the cowboys, the saloons, what happened, the gold rush. What was life like then as compared to what it has been like here? And maybe what is...
what did you do when you were young, Dougie? How did that work out?
He panned for gold.
Yeah. Gold in them hills. People who moved out west to start a new life were forced to sacrifice everything, including personal hygiene. So we talk a lot about hygiene today. But when you go back to the 1860s, 70s, 80s, the 90s, barbers were the local town dentist. Toothbrushes, toothpaste, or any dental hygiene was non-existent. Nobody ever brushed their teeth. And
there was no air conditioning. I mean, I'm just going to point out the obvious.
I know.
And these people were on covered wagons going across.
Yeah,
they had... Well, if it wasn't not only if you couldn't find a barber to remove your teeth, you'd go to the local blacksmith shop to have the blacksmith
have him yanked.
Yeah,
he's a specialist.
There are people, there are stupid people who are literally pulling their own teeth out at home.
Oh no!
Like the American Dental Association had to issue a statement that said, "Please don't pull your own teeth out."
Like. Mm-hmm.
It really isn't a good look, so it's a good piece of advice. Yeah.
Speaking of Indians, the Navajo Nation surpasses New York and New Jersey for the highest per capita coronavirus infection rate. Do you know that, ladies? They're mostly in Arizona and New Mexico, and some of them
maybe
are up in Utah.
Maybe it's making local news there, but this is not something that I've seen on any national
reason I knew that is because when Trump went to Arizona, he held that round table and he had leadership from the tribal nations, and they were talking about the high rates of infection and what they were trying to do to limit it.
The natives, you mean?
The natives. Yeah. But it's interesting because they don't seem to really care about the laws all that much or the orders, because in California we have a lot of Indian casinos. And all of them are reopening now. They're reopening, I think, maybe even this weekend. And Gavin Newsom's like, please don't do that, because you've got Vegas casinos who are going to open with 20%, 25% capacity on their hotel rooms. They're trying to slowly open. These casinos, they're worried, are going to get packed, and there's going to be no real regulation.
Well, the regulation, though, on the Navajo Nation is it's really, really strict. So I think it's just the fact that they have like one or two grocery stores. So when people have to go out, they all go to the same place.
Same place. Yeah.
So I think that's part of it. Multi-generations living in the same household. That's another part of it. It's, you know,
2,304 cases per 100,000 people, in contrast to New York, 1,806 cases per 100,000 people. So that's a pretty steep incline there. And, yeah, they have strict at-home, you know, stay-home orders. And so what's the lesson? Is that just news? Is that just information? Or is there a lesson to be gleaned from that experience, ladies? What do you think?
Well, the other part of it is, and this is you know, going back to what Jen was talking about, like frontier people. Mm-hmm. But part of the problem is Navajo Nations do not, the Navajo Nation does not have, they've got a water crisis right now. So they don't have the clean water that all of us, I wash my hands 10 times a day. They don't have the water to do that. So it really proves how important hand washing really is, and social distancing. Those are the two biggest things that you can do to prevent yourself from getting this virus. They don't have the water to do it. And it's horrible that they're begging for money from the government, and other people are, you know, getting so much more money. The helicopter company that Kobe Bryant crashed on, they got $600,000, but the Navajo Nation doesn't have running water.
So back,
you know,
to my pointing out
the
differences.
The people of Ireland have given over $2 million now to the Navajo Nation.
Mm-hmm. And how much it has come from, whether they have the PPP thing there or whatever it is, the government help that's available. There's a lot
of prejudice.
It
really makes you ask the question, how?
I didn't get that. I'm sorry.
You
Doug isn't saying anything. I didn't.
Yeah. How is the old cornball expression that chiefs used to say to the tribal members, how? The chief, how humorous of you. That's maybe you didn't learn that in school.
A little bit.
All right.
Just got to shake it up a little.
Time to shake it up with a recipe for you to take care of yourself if you're in need of getting to optimum weight so that you don't become another statistic. Your health condition is related to your weight. The folks at Calitrin have put together lots of information that's specific to the problem at hand. That is, how do you lose weight under the circumstances and stay healthy? Because a lot of times people go on crash diets to lose the weight, but they make themselves very vulnerable by the way they go about losing their weight. A lot of people get sick if they lose weight too quickly. So here's the way to fix that problem, the natural way, the normal way, with Calitrin, which is America, as a matter of fact, the world's number one weight loss formula that doesn't involve any drugs, no stimulation. It is completely all natural, 100%. That's why I talk about them with great enthusiasm. You go to the website, toploss.com, you'll find a lot of weight loss tips. They put together a lot of things that are sort of simple weight loss tips for women and men. Look to toploss.com. Use the code DJV when you're checking out. Buy three. This is the unlimited time now. You get three, and you get three free. Buy three, get three free. Stay on the program for 6 months, because that's what helps to kickstart your whole system, losing weight and keeping it off. The way to start is with a visit to toploss.com. Use the code DJV for savings. This is a fabulous product. Lose the weight. Toploss.com.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This Vivian has. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me to sleep. I feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopWoss.com or call 833-TOPWOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopWoss.com or 833-TOPWOSS.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know,
no, it's a lie,
cause
that'll be the day when I die. Buddy Holly! How about that, Victoria? This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and Buddy Holly. His efforts to break racial barriers through music, subject of an upcoming authorized biopic helmed by the director of Driving Miss Daisy. The film is called Clear Lake, developed in association with Buddy Holly's widow, Maria Elena Holly, in the Holly Estate. It focuses on his 1958 Biggest Show of Stars tour. It featured Little Anthony and the Imperials. Who else was involved? Was Big Bopper? And I guess not in this one. It concludes with his death on that plane crash in Iowa. The project was announced in 2018 with a planned release the next year, the 60th anniversary of the day the music died. But after missing the anniversary, the film added director Bruce Beresford to guide Clear Lake. He said, "I found myself attracted to Clear Lake because the script tells a tragic story of Buddy and his era in fascinating detail with vivid characterizations." I'm kind of looking forward to seeing this, actually. Pretty important part of my youth. Needless to say, Mr. Beresford added, he added, plus of all the wonderful music was a major lure. Buddy Holly's life was previously brought to the big screen in the Buddy Holly story. Remember, Gary Busey was in that, got nominated for an Oscar in 1978. Marshall Crenshaw also briefly portrayed Holly in the 1987 Ritchie Valens movie, La Bamba. He was one of the others that was killed in the plane crash, along with the Big Bopper, B.J. Richardson. Clear Lake goes into production later this year if coronavirus restrictions are lifted. Casting for the film has already started. The producer says the undertone of the story is how black, Hispanic, and white artists came together on the first truly integrated music tour to begin to break down color barriers like Jackie Robinson did in professional baseball. They got along fine, but there were a lot of places that they went to perform they didn't like them. But again, back to that same thing we've been talking about off and on all day, all week, all month, all year, forever it seems. And their prejudices toward people just because of the color of their skin. Pretty outrageous. All right, so that's the Buddy Holly story. Pardon the pun. Next up, Elvis. Graceland. Going to reopen this week. Been down because of the coronavirus. It's in Memphis. They said that they have adjusted its tours and restaurant retail operations. Graceland annually brings in about 600,000 visitors. And if you've ever been there, you know how difficult that is because it's really not a big place at all. It's in a weird neighborhood. It is. It's a strange reality. You know, everybody made a big deal out of it. They thought this was a mansion. It's anything but a mansion. It kind of looks neat, sort of southern grace, if you will, outside, but inside it looks like a ranch house to me. I never thought it was.
Well, you're not allowed upstairs.
A couple of times, yeah. Right.
Yeah, the upstairs part, I guess, is just reserved for family.
Right, well, that's because that's where the bathroom is, where he was met his demise, shall we say.
I thought he died in Vegas.
No, in the bathroom of his house.
He died in Graceland, really?
Hey, maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. It's Googleable.
That's right, I remember.
Where did
yes,
Elvis die?
When in doubt, Google. Graceland said in a news release it's reducing tours of the museum to 25% capacity, requiring employees and encouraging visitors to wear face masks and limiting restaurant capacities to 50%. Temperature checks for guests and employees will be implemented. Hand sanitizing stations being installed. We're helping Memphis and Tennessee get back to a sense of normality, said the people running Graceland Holdings, mostly Priscilla Presley, his former wife. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
As unemployment numbers continue to climb, the American Medical Association is working to increase awareness of health care coverage options for the recently uninsured. AMA President Dr. Patrice A. Harris has advice for those seeking coverage.
Because of the current pandemic, millions of people have unexpectedly lost their health insurance, but there are options. The first thing we encourage is to check with their employer. They may be able to extend insurance through COBRA. There are also options under the Affordable Care Act through the Marketplace Exchange, and they can get further information on that by going to healthcare.gov. And finally, they should check with their state Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program to see if they are eligible and if they are eligible for subsidies.
Here's what we know.
People without health insurance live sicker and die younger. The AMA believes that everyone should have access to affordable, meaningful coverage, and we will continue to advocate for that access.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
American auto workers back on the job after weeks of auto plant shutdowns because of the pandemic, and management and union officials agree that yesterday's first day back went well. This UAW member at a Ford plant in Detroit says,
"It's a learning curve. It's different. They got a lot of new safety precautions in place. the mask is difficult to wear as far as your glasses up, but we're going to be all right.
The precautions do slow down the normal production rate. One worker telling reporters while they'd normally build 400 trucks during a shift, they only managed to produce about 100 yesterday. President Trump saying the World Health Organization is, in his words, a puppet of China, telling reporters the organization's response to the global pandemic has been a very sad job. He recently halted U.S. contributions to the WHO. And this is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
U.S. Senator Marco Rubio will now be chairing the Senate Intelligence Committee. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying the Florida Republican will be acting chairman in the absence of Senator Richard Burr. Burr of North Carolina stepped down from the chairman's position last week amid a federal probe into his stock trades just before the coronavirus pandemic hit. Today will be Rubio's first day in that new role. The Federal Trade Commission says complaints have been pouring in about nursing homes improperly forcing patients on Medicaid to turn over their government stimulus checks. The agency says facilities claim the $1,200 checks were considered Medicaid resources and should be given to the facilities, but the FTC says the payments can be used as tax credits, meaning facilities cannot take the residents' money that they received under the CARES Act. An actor-comedian Adam Sandler and the NBA superstar LeBron James teaming up for an upcoming Netflix basketball movie. The comedy legend will star in the James-produced Hustle, which follows an American basketball scout bringing an international player to the United States. James' notable transition to the film industry, highlighted by his upcoming acting and producing role in Space Jam, A New Legacy, the sequel to that 90s movie starring Michael Jordan. The Spring Hill Entertainment Production Company, founded by the NBA icon and partner Maverick Carter, will be taking on both of those projects. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Thirty-four at the hour now on the Tuesday, May 19th edition of the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan. Here I want to talk for a bit about, well, some of the ways we're moving toward recovery and where you see it. Victoria has been watching what's going on in places like Costco. What are they doing differently, or how are they getting back to normal, or what can people expect that are members of the Costco Club?
Well, they're kind of getting back to normal. They have, for a while, Costco has had a two-shopper limit per card. So if you have a membership card, they said it was, you know, you could have two people per card shopping. So
yeah.
They basically didn't want you bringing all your kids and a big group of people, because it's not only slows you down as a shopper, and then you're spending more and more time in the store, but the long lines, because they've had to cut capacity of people, you know, the number of people shopping at once. So it kind of, so the two shopper limit has now been lifted. Things are starting to kind of look a little more normal. Now, you still do have to wear a mask if you are shopping in the store, but the food court which is food courts across all major shopping places have been closed. The food courts are now open again at Costco.
They had a food court in Costco? I never.
Oh, people are obsessed with the food courts at Costco.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, it's
I
crazy.
That when I, yeah.
Yep, so food courts are now open, but it's for takeaway. So you can grab all the food that you like, and but you have to take it with you. So you can't actually sit and eat. The store hours are back to normal in most locations, but check your local, you know, your local Costco. But most of the stores are all back to normal hours. They still do have the 9 a.m. opening time. That first hour is still reserved for customers who are 60 years old and older, as well as people with disabilities. So they're keeping that just for people who are the most vulnerable. A few of the other locations have even earlier shopping hours for first responders. So they've actually wanted to keep first responders separate from the elderly, which makes sense because the first responders are exposed to the virus, you know, pretty much every day. So they want to keep those two groups of people separate. But other than that, Costco's kind of starting to look a little normal-ish.
Good.
as things kind of, you know, as we slowly start to reopen. Now, if you're in a state, and we know so many states that are not on the coast have really not been that badly affected by this. So when we talk about reopening, that might already have happened where you are. But in places like California, New York, New Jersey, New York obviously hit the hardest. New Jersey's number two. We are just beginning. As of yesterday, Monday morning, non-essential retail stores are allowed to be open in New Jersey and for curbside pickup. So this is kind of, you know, I noticed how many small businesses don't have websites. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
If you are a small retail store, because I live in a mixed use space of apartment living and retail, and I want to support the stores that are here that are now opening, the little boutiques and things like that. None of them have websites that I can shop from. And they're taking phone orders, but how do you know what to order if you don't even know what they have?
It's there,
It's a thing that, you know, small businesses, and I've noticed this happens a lot too with farms. Like, you know, if people want to call up a local farm and say, hey, can I come directly buy produce from you or eggs or whatever, a lot of farms don't have a working website.
One of the first things I did
on
my farm, because it's so important to order things. Yep. In a moment, Dr. Ken is going to join us with an update on how to take care of yourself. A couple of new items there. We're also going to be talking about shopping deals later on in this half hour. I want to remind you about what's going on at MyPillow with the BOGO sale, now especially at Radio Listener Special Pages. Look at the thing they have on. Well, I'm saying, figuratively speaking, look. You can look. Go to MyPillow.com and look at all of the buy one, get one free deals you can get there. The Giza pillows, they're very nicely done, very elegant. The Giza sheets, also very elegant. Buy one, get one free. A set of the towels. Buy a whole set at the regular price. Get an entire second set free. That's what's going on with the buy one, get one free deal. And there's free shipping using the DJV code at Radio Listener Specials page. So the duvet covers, all the pillows, everything you could possibly want. Go to Radio Listener Specials, MyPillow.com. Financing is available. That's what's cool about this. Any order over $200 is subject to financing. If you need some help and you need to really get your act together at the home, you're buying one, getting one free, plus they'll give you financing, plus free shipping. That's MyPillow.com. The code is DJV.
As unemployment numbers continue to climb, the American Medical Association is working to increase awareness of health care coverage options for the recently uninsured. AMA President Dr. Patrice A. Harris has advice for those seeking coverage.
Because of the current pandemic, millions of people have unexpectedly lost their health insurance, but there are options. The first thing we encourage is to check with their employer. They may be able to extend insurance through COBRA. There are also options under the Affordable Care Act through the Marketplace Exchange, and they can get further information on that by going to healthcare.gov. And finally, they should check with their state Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program to see if they are eligible and if they are eligible for subsidies.
Here's what we know.
People without health insurance live sicker and die younger. The AMA believes that everyone should have access to affordable, meaningful coverage, and we will continue to advocate for that access.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
41 after the hour here on the DJV program. Victoria and I have Dr. Ken Kronhaus with us, who is one of the experts we have on every week on Good Day Health. He's an eminent cardiologist practicing in Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida. The risk of catching COVID-19 if somebody runs by me and coughs. High, low, medium, not anything to worry about. What's your read on that?
So this... a hypothetical, this patient has COVID and runs by you and in your face, coughs in your face,
well,
there's a very good chance you're going to get it.
Okay.
It's a very, very contagious virus. And whether you get the severe form, which is what everybody's concerned about, you know, that's about 15 to 20%. There are risk factors. If you're old, if you're obese, high blood pressure, diabetes, have an immune issue, then you're going to get a high risk of getting the severe form, and that's what we're trying to prevent.
So there are a lot of people who have been critical in the last 24 hours since the president said he was on a sort of a diet of HCQ, and whether it's preventative or not, normally I think the people who've criticized have said that, you know, people hear him saying lightly, I'm taking this, is that going to cause a stir, the appropriate usage of it? And whether or not this makes sense. I guess I'm looking for a quick read from you, Ken, on that. What's the, he doesn't have a diagnosis of the virus, right?
He's taking it to prevent the,
Is it something we should take? I thought you said a few weeks ago we ought not to take it.
Well, let me quote myself.
Okay.
This is a decision that you have to make between yourself and your doctor. It depends how, what your risk is of getting the virus, what your risk is of getting the severe form of the virus. And to take it preventively, the dose is different than the effective dose that the group in Marseille is talking about to treat. And anyone who doesn't think there's effective data out there hasn't been following the group in Marseille, France. As of today, 3,298 patients and only 18 deaths. That works out to about a 0.5% mortality. The key is, in any of these studies that get reported that it's not effective, you have to look at who they treated. Did they treat just the sickest patients? Did they treat early enough? Because this drug needs to be given early, right after the diagnosis. And then the other issue is, did they treat adequately enough? The group in Marseille stresses 3 times a day hydroxychloroquine for 10 days. And the NIH, which announced they're going to do a randomized controlled study, in that you have to look at the details because they're only advising 16 pills, 7 days, two a day, the first day 4, and then 2 a day. So the NIH group isn't even putting together a randomized controlled study that matches the incredible success of the group at the medical school in Marseille, where they use 30 pills, not 16 pills. The group in NYU recently announced, when you add zinc to the combination of azithromycin and hydroxychloroquine, the group in NYU looking at patients in New York City showed a 44% improved survival compared to those who didn't take it. So what the president is trying to do is use it to prevent getting it. He doesn't yet have the diagnosis of the virus. And this drug, hydroxychloroquine, it's been around since 1955. 10 million people have taken it as a single dose a day. It's a safe drug. Talk to your doctor. I'm not practicing medicine over the radio, but it's a safe drug. There's not even a warning, if you look at it, about any cardiac heart issues when you take it once a day. At Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit, there's a study using it prophylactic. They've already given it to 3,000 frontline healthcare workers, and we're waiting the results on that in Turkey, India, Spain, Australia. There are preventive studies, prophylactic studies going on. The doctor looking, the president looking at his own personal risk, and he is at significant risk of getting this. He's also his age, his weight. He's not morbidly obese. He, if you look at the most recently reported height and weight, his BMI is a little over 30. So he is at somewhat increased risk by that factor, his weight, but high risk from his exposure to all the people he meets with. And he and his doctor decided that the risk of taking it is so low, which it is for him, and the risk of possibly getting the severe form is there, that he, along with his doctor, decided the risk-benefit weighs on the side of taking it. So why should we question him and his doctor? This is a personal decision.
All right. Good words of good advice. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the DJV program. Up next, we're going to have the services of Andrea Warrock, who is a recognized consumer and money-saving expert. It's hard to believe Memorial Day is just around the corner. We all know it's time for major shopping deals, and we can all use those right now. I think most of us are getting stir-crazy. So Andrea Warrock is here with the scoop on some big deals to get started. So where do we begin, Andrea?
Hi, well, thank you so much for having me on, first of all. And I just wanted to say, when it comes to Memorial Day, we know that it's like that official kickoff to summer. Retailers want to help people start getting ready for the season, and they're going to be offering sales across the board. And obviously, the big focus will be online right now, as most people are shopping from home. They're staying home and looking to update maybe their backyard to create this mini retreat in their backyard, or maybe finally tackling those home improvement projects and updating their kitchen so that they, you know, can really take their cooking up a notch. And so you're going to find deals across the board. Make sure you're following brands on social media or sign up for their e-newsletter to stay on top of the sales. And then also keep in mind you don't have to wait until the weekend to shop. eBay, for instance, has already released a Memorial Day sale, and you can save up to 90% on popular brands, everything from Apple to Bose to KitchenAid. And again, really great deals. That's at ebay.com/Memorial Day. And I was going to share a few top deals, especially products that are certified refurbished. This means you don't have to buy brand new. You could buy new to you products without sacrificing quality to really save money, which everybody needs right now.
Refurbished. Let's go through a few, and we got a minute or so here.
Okay, yeah. So first of all, just keep in mind when you're buying certified refurbished, that means that the manufacturer has reviewed it to make sure it is as good as new and you still get that warranty and are able to make returns. So you get the peace of mind that you're getting quality and, again, saving money. So some of the top deals to check out, they have a refurbished KitchenAid Artisan Series Mixer, which is a popular item. That is 20% off right now. Indoor cooking appliance sales were up over 350%, so we're going to see lots of deals on kitchen appliances. Also, home entertainment is big. They have a refurbished Bose SoundSport wireless headphones for 40% off. And then the refurbished Sonos Playbar is 35% off. And then if you want to update your home and you need new tools, check out the refurbished Milwaukee Impact Driver. That is 50% off right now.
All right, so this is the scoop. Those are tantalizing. If you want more information, what Andrea is talking about can be seen at ebay.com/Memorial Day. But if you're like me, a handy person, got the farm stuff, I want to buy all this refurbished material that I can get. So the link again, ebay.com/Memorial Day. Thank you, Andrea Warrock, for being here on the DJV program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Star Wars. Who did that? Was that Dan Aykroyd or Bill Murray who did that? Star Wars, nothing. Was it Belushi?
I think it was Bill Murray. I think it was Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. I think it was, too. Yeah. All right. So Star Wars and more Star Wars and Star Wars galore. We all are getting excited about just getting back to the movies. And there's got to be a lot of pent-up frustration, maybe anxiety, at some of these big production houses like Disney where they can't get anything done. So they're sitting on all these projects. So what's the latest, the next Star Wars rap? What are we getting next from Star Wars?
We're doing a This Day in Movie History, Doug. May 19, 1999, Star Wars Phantom Menace hit theaters nationwide, introducing the character of Jar Jar Binks forever, polarizing the Star Wars universe.
Annoying.
It showed, you know, people just expected always great Star Wars. And, you know, when Lucas did this trilogy, people realized they're not all going to be great.
Not perfect.
No.
Right. It was okay. It was just, that character was annoying as hell.
I think in retrospect, there really was never a reason for a backstory of Darth Vader. We didn't really know, we didn't need to know who he was, how he became, you know, what he was. It just,
you didn't think that was, I thought that part
was awesome. I disagree. I love the backstory.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
No. And the story of where, you know, the business about what happened, the child of Han Solo and Leia and the twins. Oh, yeah, I think that was very important. What's the matter with you, Jugger? Come on.
A lot.
All right. That answer.
Yes, we did. Okay. Buddy Holly and the new, you like to call it, biopic. I'm taking a couple of your words, okay?
Okay.
Chugger likes to use the term biopic and helmed. So the person who is helming this new movie about Buddy Holly and his efforts to break racial barriers by using the music of the time, a fellow who's doing it was the director of Driving Miss Daisy. Do you remember Driving? You remember Driving Miss Daisy?
Sure. Right? Won the Oscar for Best Picture back in the day.
Right, exactly. Bruce Beresford is his name. A movie called Clear Lake. So what do you think? That, you know, we all know the Gary Busey story when he...
I like all that stuff. I like all these singers. These biopics have been all pretty good. So, yeah, I look forward to that. Yeah, I'll tell you another story. Warner Brothers announcing they're going to remake Blake Edwards' 1978 hit comedy 10 that starred Dudley Moore and Bo Derek, made Bo Derek a big name in the industry at the time. I don't know why they'd remake that film. I think...
I don't either. But who's going to play the role that Bo Derek played?
I don't know. Probably be an unknown.
Yeah.
Well, and then David Arquette is going to return to play Sheriff Dewey in a fifth Scream movie. I know you don't like those horror films, but it's a popular franchise. Wes Craven passed away last year. He wrote and directed the first four, so it's going to be a new creative team doing this horror film.
So is Arquette that important to that franchise? Is that going to bring more people to the theater?
He's a lot of fun in that movie. He is a lot of...
Hold on a second. How can you say those horrible hacker slasher movies with all that death and destruction are fun?
That's kind of a goofy movie, though, right?
The original Scream is a classic. I love the second one. Third one's fine. Fourth one's fine.
Is Jamie Lee Curtis in those?
It doesn't rank up there with like Halloween, right?
No, I think it does. I think the first Scream is a landmark classic horror film in its time. Very inventive. It was a really good screenplay. You have to like the genre, Doug, to understand. And since you have been vomiting on this franchise for 20-something years that I've known you, your opinion's null and void.
My opinions are worthless as far as you're concerned. I have to remember, Victoria, I got one other day in movie history.
This day in movie history, 1995, Die Hard with a Vengeance hit theaters. That was a really good sequel. Brought back director John McTiernan, who did the original Die Hard for Part 3. The ending was good, but that was a good movie.
The snow, you know, that was the... Oh, that's
no. They took place in New York City, Central Park. The Jeremy Irons played the villain, brother of Hans Gruber, and Sam Jackson played his sidekick. Good movie. That was a really good movie.
Wasn't Sam Jackson and two of the two of them were in a bunch of movies together? They seemed to get along. So didn't they do a bunch of movies together?
Just one Die Hard movie.
Yeah, but they did a bunch of other. What else did they do together? Come on, Chuck, or bring out your memory bank. I think they're in Pulp Fiction together. No, they did something else to you.
Probably. Yeah. I'll let you know tomorrow.
Thank you. Chuck Curry doing the research for us here and the speculation. This is Movie Moments.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.